Good morning. Have you ever gotten something new? We're getting ready to get a new washer someday.
Yo, estamos listos a agarrar una nueva lavadora un día.
We've been trying to get a new washer since May.
Estamos tratando.
Went out May 19th and we're still waiting.
Trato de agarrar una lavadora desde mayo 19.
Bad things happening.
Muchas cosas que están pasando.
You know when you're gonna get something new and you take out the old.
Cuando miras algo.
Underneath, you're going. You can't put it in yet because my wife is gonna sweep everything and you know clean it out and I'm feeling like. That this morning. I'm feeling we're going to move some things out.
Vamos a mover unas cosas y vamos a limpiar unas fundiciones.
And I feel like it's going to be really good. We're going to feel like some fresh starts. And because of that, I think God is pleased. It takes out of the cobwebs of our definitions. Something that we have always used, a word that we've always used, and all of a sudden you find out that, well, that's what that really means. You go, oh,
es lo que significa eso. No realice eso.
The kids always make fun of me because of songs.
Los niños siempre se ríen de mí.
Sang songs. And I'll give you some examples.
Vamos a dar unos ejemplos, pero ahorita no es el tiempo.
And the word is Christ.
Y la palabra es Cristo.
Christ is
la palabra Cristo es muy importante para nuestra fundición de fe.
Did you know that Jesus?
¿Sabías que Jesucristo es un?
It was as common as the word. Is the name John is today.
El nombre muy común.
They knew that the Messiah was going to be named Jesus. They knew it.
Ellos sabían que el Mesías iba a ser llamado Jesús.
His name's going to be Jesus.
Su nombre va a ser Jesús.
Because they were going, I want my son to be the Messiah.
Yo quiero que mi hijo sea el Mesías.
Was going to be what? The king.
Que iba a ser el rey.
¿Quién
no quiere? ¿Cuál padre que no quiere que su hijo sea rey? Yo quiero que mi hijo sea rey. So ellos están buscando por esto. Tenían una definición en su cabeza. Que el Mesías es Jesucristo.
This external, this visible, royal robed, king with a crown on his head and with servants and with lots of land and
he's
going to come and make the Jewish people great again.
He can't wait for this to happen.
So when Jesus came and they were going, he was saying, I am the Son of God. They
yo
were
soy
going,
el Hijo de Dios.
I don't think so.
Yo no pienso.
I don't think that you are. And one of the reasons was, look where you come from. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And look who you are. You are really not royalty. Aren't you a carpenter's son? You're not fitting the mold here. So we are not accepting you.
No lo estamos aceptando.
I want to go back. Turn to John 20.
Vamos a Juan, capítulo
20.
30 through
31. Let me tell you that not only is that a problem, that was that a problem back in that day, that is a problem today. That Satan used it back in the day that Jesus lived, that he's using that very problem today. That they think, well, we know Jesus, and we go to church, but is he really king?
Is he really the one
that is able to be Lord and King of your life? It's a real problem. It's a real problem in the church. It's a real problem in people's lives. It's a real problem that is in the progression of the kingdom of God.
Del reino de Dios.
And not that it's not going to be overcome.
No es que no,
not that God is
no sé que Dios
está en otras
manos pensando que voy a hacer.
Problem,
es un problema.
Need a
la gente necesita una revelación.
Jesus and who the Christ really
is.
And what that really means in today in the church.
En la iglesia.
And when I mean the church, I don't mean this building.
Y hablando,
I mean in the life of the church, and I mean as individuals, as a congregate, we need to know who Christ is.
Saber quién es Cristo, porque hay una separación.
Know that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
Mateo,
what was all those
Lucas y Juan, todos esos,
what was it written about?
De qué fueron escritos.
It was written about
fue escrito
who?
De,
Jesus.
De Cristo.
What he did while he was here.
Lo que hizo, lo que cuando estaba aquí.
It was to say, he did this, he came,
él hizo
the
esto.
Virgin birth, he lived his life,
él vivió su vida, y marcó.
Almost, I'm probably not even almost, but they marked what he did to prove what he did.
Well,
and then,
comprobar lo que él hizo.
All the gospels said,
todos los evangelios dijeron,
he died,
él vivió,
rose,
se murió y,
and he died for us.
Y murió por nosotros.
So, those are what the gospels were meant to do, to establish
para eso son los evangelios, para establecer
was what?
Para
Christ.
Que, era, que él es
now,
el Cristo.
In John 20:20, so saying, he showed them his. I'm sorry. But what were you saying? Yeah, John. Yes, it is. John 30. I'm sorry. John 30. No, John 20, 30. I'll get it right, Tom. John 20, 30. And there are also many other signs and miracles that Jesus performed in the presence
la
of the disciples,
de Dios,
which are not written in this book.
Que nos han escrito en este libro.
But these are written, recorded
pero
in order
están escritas,
that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Que Cristo okay. es el,
they wrote que, those things so that there may be proof that Jesus is the one who he says he is. It doesn't say that Jesus is Jesus Christ. This is not to say that, okay, this is Jimmy, not Jimmy, the one that used to be the director, IT at Train ISD. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not part of his name.
No es parte de su nombre.
It was who he used, what he used to do.
Es lo que decía
so
antes.
Identifying Jesus is the Christ. He
Cristo
is the Messiah.
Es
he is the anointed one. He
Cristo
is the
el,
Son of God.
Es el Hijo de Dios.
Many proclaimed to be, he was actually the Son of God. And that through believing and cleaving to and trusting and relying upon him, you may have life through in his name,
en su nombre,
through who he is.
Para quien
who else can claim that? Who else can say that? Who else can you say, well, if I believe in them, I get to have life. I get to have eternal life. There's no one else. No one else has the power to do that.
It is just in that belief.
Now, what is the difference between, because it actually does say,
pero, porque si dice,
Satan Satanás, and his angels believe that Jesus is the Christ.
Creen que
they believe
el,
that.
Que
and they shudder. They go, oh my gosh. I love the part in The Lion King. You remember? When the in Mufasa, and they go, Mufasa, they go, ooh. And they shake. And they say it again. Mufasa, ooh. It says the demons
los demonios
creen que is the anointed one.
Que Jesús es
and they shake.
El ungido y tiemblan.
What is the difference here?
The ¿qué es la diferencia?
Is that they may acknowledge that he is Jesus, the
ellos
Son
reconocen
of God,
que es el Hijo de Dios, pero
not
no están siguiendo, no aceptan.
Dropping everything that they are,
dejando todo lo que son y tratar de ser como Jesucristo. Van a continuar en su demonología. Ellos van a seguir haciendo lo que ellos quieren. No hay un cambio de corazón.
So, but these are written.
Pero se fue de Cristo, ese libro, todo este libro, Antiguo Testamento y Nuevo Testamento, está escrito apuntando contra Cristo, está apuntando
sobre el Mesías. Someone that can basically save you out of this treachery
salvarte
that you have created
este
for.
Que tú has creado. Yo traté de salvarte.
Noah, through
medio
Moses,
de Noé,
all of these
con Moisés,
just never could happen.
Pero nunca ha podido pasar.
Because you continue to screw it up.
Porque
but I'm going to send you Jesus.
Pero los voy a mandar mi hijo a Jesús. Él es el único que puede hacerlo.
Let's establish that right now.
Hay que establecer que la pelea es contra la contra el cuerpo. Nuestra pelea es contra los principales de la decepción y las cosas de los demonios y principal que está tratando de engañarlos.
Follow something that is making us impotent to the power of God. I'm telling you that we have at our disposal, we have at our fingertips the ability to do so much more,
de ser mucho más,
take away the blinders,
de quitarlos,
of the revelation of Christ
that
lives within me.
Que vive dentro de mí para ser mucho más mundo en el mundo. Yo creo que esto va a ser revelado en los escrituras. Estaba una transición.
There's a transition between gospels
de los evangelios y el libro de Hechos.
Piensen
del Evangelio.
With Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and them seeing all that they saw in the first few chapters, there was some business that they had to take care of. They had to take care of. Well, you know, Judas, he messed up. Okay. And they had to replace Judas. So they did whatever they needed to do, and they replaced Judas. And then Peter goes out, and he preaches, and Jesus is one many to the Lord. Man, people were coming by the droves. People were just following.
La gente estaba siguiendo.
They were salvation.
Y la salvación.
If you read in Acts, just read the first few chapters. It says, and the Lord. Who? The Lord. And the Lord added to their number many. Many. And he added to their number. Now, why?
¿Por qué?
What were the conditions?
¿Qué fueron las condiciones
that they had?
Que ellos tenían.
I know.
Yo sé.
They had great air conditioning.
Ellos tenían.
They had padded.
Tenían aire acondicionado. Tenían. Ancas con. Con alfombra.
I mean, that must have been a condition. Because that's one of the conditions that I hear today all the time. You know, the worship service is so good, we just love going to the church.
El servicio de esa iglesia.
One of the other great conditions is...
La otra buena condición es...
Do y'all have a youth group?
Tienen...
The other church does. Okay. Then if I were you, I'd go there. But when your kids leave, where are you going to go? To the next thing that appeals to you.
Otra cosa que te va a agradecer.
Where are you going to go because Jesus wants you?
No es ahí porque Cristo quiere que tú vayas ahí.
What is the appeal?
¿Quieres lo que...
See, turn to Ephesians 4.
Vamos a ver, Efesios 4.
Ephesians 4. Start with verse 19.
Empezamos con el versículo 19.
In Ephesians, Paul is talking to these people, and he's telling them, man, you got some things really wrong with you. You got some things that are screwed up.
Muchas cosas malas que está pasando con
ustedes. Keep doing them. Did you know that the epistles, which means letter, when he's writing these letters,
cuando está escribiendo esas cartas a la iglesia, y estos son cristianos.
You know what I mean by Christians? They're baptized, they're
son bautizados,
who actually say they believe in Jesus.
Y gente que creen in que son.
And they say,
ellos dicen,
they have Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
A Cristo como su Salvador.
They're not living the life. So Paul's writing them a letter. And he says, in their spiritual apathy. Apathy means, so what?
Ha perdido la vergüenza, vive para las
pasiones sexuales y abandonan themselves a prey to unbridled sensuality, eager and greedy to indulge in every form of impurity that their depraved desires may suggest and demand. Wow. You think we could do that?
Piensas que podemos hacer eso.
Didn't we just hear that David did that?
No, pues que David hizo eso.
David did exactly that. Go to verse 20. But you did not
pero eso
so
no les
learn
que ustedes aprendieron acerca de Cristo.
He didn't say, y'all don't know who Jesus is. You don't know the name of Jesus. He says, y'all didn't know Christ. Y'all didn't learn Christ. You didn't know the definition of Christ. Christ the Messiah. Christ who he is. Christ the one who demands. Does not say Jesus. This is not a suggestion. Oh, I think we should. I think we should paint this room pink.
Debes pintar el cuarto rosita de vez de azul. No son. No conociste a Cristo.
When a math teacher gives a test,
cuando un maestro de matemáticas, él no supone que el
you know, that's imperative. Two, you going on to the next level. You have to know that 3 + 2 = 5, or you don't make it to the next level. That's that. You did not learn Christ.
No conociste a Cristo.
In the life of a Christian.
En la vida de un cristiano.
Do you realize?
Tú realizas que la palabra Cristo es en tu nombre, está en tu nombre. Cristo, cristiano.
Tienes que creerlo, tienes
que saber. Tienes que ser perfecto, pero lo parte de conocer a Cristo es que se pregunta por perdón.
Where you cross the line.
Para repetirte, y saber cuando cruzas la línea, y saber que el Espíritu Santo parte de la vida del Espíritu de Dios, esos discípulos que estaban con Cristo, que sabían quién era Cristo, que sabían que era el Cristo, pero cuando ellos estaban predicando en el libro de Hechos, le estaban dando la realidad de la verdad de Cristo, y no era de las decoraciones, no era del café o nada. Era Cristo y del Evangelio del Reino de los Cielos de Dios. De eso era lo que se trataba. Y ellos también teniendo la habilidad.
Oh God, we got to get this. We got to get this, God. Because, let me tell you what. Jesus can set us free.
No más Cristo los puede liberar.
Only Jesus can set us free of our own bondage.
No más Cristo
of our depression,
nos puede quitar
of our own addictions,
de nuestras adicciones,
of our whatever is of our poverty, of any health issues that we
de nuestras enfermedades terminales. Solamente Cristo puede hacer esto. Jesucristo puede hacer eso. Jesús es
lo que bring to the table. Or we're just clouds without rain.
No somos nubes sin
lluvia. Like the right thing.
Miramos como la cosa correcta.
Be able to create.
Pero no damos nada, algo para que dé vida. No tenemos zacate, no tenemos los árboles. Somos nubes sin lluvia. Lo que también yo quiero ser la persona que va a traer la lluvia. Yo desesperadamente quiero hacer eso.
When people come,
¿qué es lo que es cuando la gente viene con esas puertas?
Jimmy does a fantastic, great job. We have some foundational things right here.
Tenemos unas cosas fundiciones.
We have the equipment. We have
tenemos el equipo.
The singers, we have. God has set some things in place.
Dios ha puesto cosas del lugar.
But we're not going to get by without the foundational truth of Jesus being the Christ. I hear it. I hear it all the time. Well, we could do this, or we could do that, or we could. We can't do unless we know this. I don't think Jesus would allow it.
No creo que Cristo lo dejaría. No, yo no pienso que el Espíritu Santo lo va a dejar.
Pray for an evangelist.
Oren por un evangelista.
A fivefold ministry.
Necesitamos un.
They ooze. Evangelists, you know, as a pastor, I ooze pastoral stuff. Evangelists ooze evangelistic stuff. Very crude way of saying it, but it happens.
Pero eso pasa.
Matthew 11.
Mateo 11.
When there was a transition.
Cuando vino una transición.
Consider.
Consideren
that,
que.
When Jesus
went
and
fue y
picked out the disciples,
escogió los discípulos,
the fishermen,
les dijo a los
Mark,
pescadores,
drop your nets and come follow me.
Dejen sus atarrayas y síganme.
Can you imagine when if he had told you guys, like, drop whatever you're doing and come
deja
follow
todo
me,
lo que es y sígueme, me.
That you just did it? I'm going to, you know, you've been fishing for fish, but I'm going to make you fishers of men.
Y te voy a hacer pescadores de hombres.
You had to believe that he was more than just a man.
Tienes que saber que eres más.
There was some anointing. There was something on this guy that I would leave everything behind. You know what that meant? You weren't getting a paycheck.
Que eso significaba eso que tú no ibas a agarrar.
You weren't going to get fish to feed your family.
Pescado para darle a comer a tu familia.
And they were willing to do it.
Pero ellos querían hacerlo. Seguir a Cristo. Si yo llegaría a la casa.
I quit my job. I'm following a man.
Digo, mi esposa, dejé trabajo.
She would have some questions. Who is he?
Iba a llegar un hombre. Y ella tenía.
Where are we going to go?
Preguntas. ¿Qué vamos a hacer? ¿Y dónde vamos a ir?
Logical questions.
Son cosas lógicas. Cuestiones. Son preguntas.
How are you going to eat?
¿Cómo vas a comer?
I'm sure those questions were answered.
Yo estoy seguro que esas preguntas fueron dadas con una respuesta. En Mateo 11:2, esto es algo interesante. Este Juan estaba en prisión. Juan era bien popular, un profeta de Dios. De la gente. Había pasado una cosa.
The king was
rey,
tricked, and they said, "What do you ask?" Any he was drunk, and
they said,
"Ask for anything in the kingdom, and I'll give it to you." And,
said,
and the woman said, "I want John's head."
Yo quiero la cabeza de Juan en un plato.
And he goes, "Man, did I screw up?" But he said, "Promise." So they arrested John. And John in prison. And John goes and he calls to his disciples. And he asks. Now, when John in prison heard about the activities of Christ, do you know that John knew Jesus Do you remember the story? Jesus is actually John's cousin. You know? This isn't a big territory. They grew up together. They're probably just a few months apart in age. You know that John and Jesus, when they play records, they couldn't play records because Jesus kept healing up the hole in the middle. Jesus, why do you do that? Not many laughs out there. But anyway, John knew who Jesus was. And so, he's going, are you the one who was to come? And should we keep on expecting this? They were intimate. They were friends. They were
amigos.
John had seen.
Había visto.
But he was about to get his head chopped off.
Pero le iban a cortar la cabeza.
Know the gravity of this.
La
gravedad
so
de
if esto,
you were about to get your head chopped off,
si tú,
wouldn't you want to know for sure that Jesus was the one? Yeah, you better give me some credentials. You better let me see your driver's license before I go to the chopping block. I better know for sure.
Yo quiero saber para estar seguro que esto es algo real.
I'm about to die.
Porque voy a morir. Yo quiero saber.
So we ask him, are you the one?
Solo preguntamos, ¿eres tú el que fue a venir? Versículo 4.
And Jesus replied,
y Cristo le respondió.
Wouldn't it have been a lot easier to say, yeah, I'm the one? Wouldn't it have been?
No, a mí fuera más fácil decir que
been.
Sí, yo soy el Mesías.
Just say yes or no.
Más digan sí o no.
But Jesus didn't.
Pero Cristo no dijo. Nada.
He looked at the disciples and he said, go and report to John what you see, what you hear and see. Verse 5. The blind received their sight and the lame walked. Lepers were cleansed by healing and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have good news. The gospel and preached to them.
Verse 6.
And blessed, happy, and fortunate to be in me is he who takes no offense at me and finds no cause for stumbling in or through me and is not hindered from seeing the truth. Jesus doesn't say yes or no. He gives his list of credentials.
He says,
tell me what you see.
Dale lo que tú has visto.
Do you understand?
Sí, lo que has visto.
What he's telling
you. Lo está diciendo que
you are saying
si tú estás diciendo
that you're following the Christ,
que estás siguiendo a Cristo,
that I'm going to give you the credentials.
Que te voy a dar las credenciales.
The same credentials that I have.
Las mismas credenciales que yo tengo.
We're saying that we believe that Jesus is the Christ. And that Jesus abides here.
Que Cristo habita aquí.
And that Jesus
que Cristo
is at work
está trabajando
in this place.
En este lugar.
And that the anointing,
y la unción,
the anointing of Christ abides in this place.
Está en este lugar.
And what are our credentials will be?
¿Y qué serán nuestras credenciales? Los ciegos mirarán. Los sordos oirán. Estas son las credenciales.
When we
cuando
hold on.
Cuando tenemos algo y no perdemos fe, no podemos perder.
Jesus has an agenda.
Satan does too. Satanás tiene su agenda
Satan
también.
Has an agenda.
Él tiene su agenda.
Jesus has an agenda for us. And that is to establish
Jesús tiene una agenda y es para establecer su reino.
Turn
para lo que Él quiera
16.
en este lugar. Mateo 16.
Talks about in Matthew chapter 11.
Mateo capítulo 11.
6.
Al 6.
John the Baptist is a
Juan el Bautista es un héroe.
He gave his life.
Él dio su vida.
If you want to read about some other heroes, turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
Talks
about some of the heroes that were sawed into people who gave their lives. Even before they knew that Jesus was going to come, they laid down their lives for what God told them was going to come.
Lo que Dios le ha dicho que iba a venir.
We know what's going to come. Read Hebrews 11.
Hebreos 11.
Y el mundo
los amarician en ellos. Lean Hebreos 11.
It's a very, very interesting.
Es algo bien muy interesante.
He's talking with Peter.
Es hablando con Pedro.
And he says, hey, you. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they answered, some say John the Baptist. Remember the guy that got his head chopped off? Others say Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, and one of the prophets.
Jeremías.
And then he said to them, okay, but you guys who I'm around all the time, who do you say that I am?
¿Quién dices que yo soy?
Simon Peter replied,
y Simón y Pedro
dijeron,
tú eres el Cristo,
the son of the
el Hijo del viviente Dios. Versículo 17.
Then Jesus answered him, blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied, are you Simon Barjona? For flesh and blood and men have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
Que está en el cielo.
Verse 18.
Versículo 18.
And I tell you, you are Peter,
tú
a large piece of rock. And on this rock
esa piedra,
I will build my church. And the gates of Hades, the powers of infernal region, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Wow. What does that look like? I struggle with that. I honestly struggle with that concept.
Ese concepto.
Does that mean we don't?
Eso quiere decir que
no
nos enfermamos. Eso quiere decir
that we won't experience poverty.
Que no vamos a
what does that look like?
Que, ¿cómo se mira
I really don't know.
Yo
I really,
realmente no sé.
I'm being very as honest.
Yo estoy siendo
and
honesto
as it, transparent
y transparente
as I can be. What does that mean? We just saw John the Baptist get his head chopped off. You're
going to
read
Hebrews
chapter
11
and it shows where people were martyred for the sake of the gospel. It's
por el Evangelio.
I can read you another scripture where it says, in this world, you're going to have trouble.
En esta vida vas a tener problemas.
But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. It doesn't mean that you're going to be trouble free.
No, dice que sí que no vas a tener problemas.
See, there's where a large part of our mistake is. We just believe that once we become Christians, we can, I would skip, but I can't. It believes that we can skip in the field of daisies and it smells good all the time. But that's not true. So what does it mean that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? I do know that there is a kingdom out there that the gates of hell does not win. Ever. Ever. Ever.
El infierno nunca va a ganar.
I don't know how many times I can say that. It does not win.
No va a ganar.
Why?
Porque,
because God is king.
Porque Dios es rey.
He will not allow it.
Yo no dejaría que eso, eso
he will not allow it. What's my job?
¿Qué es mi trabajo?
What's your job?
¿Qué es tu trabajo, el tuyo?
To be as much a part of that kingdom as possible.
Para ser parte de ese reino.
That we should be in the likeness
de nosotros, es,
of his
de,
kingdom.
Estar en,
let it be on earth as it is
que sea
in heaven.
El, aquí en la tierra como, como es
if
el,
we say something
el,
that is not,
cielo,
let us change it and be as it is in heaven. That's what we want to do. We cannot be.
No podemos hacer.
When we compare ourselves to ourselves, we are void of understanding. That is making more sense to me all the time. When we compare ourselves to ourselves, we are void of understanding. When we say, hey, that church over there is doing that, why don't we do it like that? We are void of understanding. When we look to others to lead us, we are void of understanding. We must stay true to the voice of God and the purity of his voice. I've been criticized. I've been doesn't matter. Romans 1:16. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ, for it is God's power working into salvation for deliverance from eternal death.
Para salvación y todo el que cree al judío claramente y también al griego.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the good news of Christ.
Porque el evangelio de justicia de Dios.
Not ashamed.
Solo por fe.
For it is God's power working unto salvation.
Está escrito. Va a ser justo por la fe.
For everyone who believes.
Para todos los que crean.
I would say that that scripture has not always been true, even while I was preaching the gospel. I was sheepish to be able to tell people, to bring the gospel to them, because I was like, maybe they'll reject. Maybe they'll say no. Maybe I was more concerned about what they would say than what Jesus would say. I'm too old for that anymore. I just want what God wants.
Yo más quiero lo que Cristo quiere, lo que Dios quiere.
What is it that you care about? I want to care about what you care about. If you care about those people, I care about those people. If you don't, you care about all people. But if you want me to be in their lives, I will be in their lives. What does he want?
¿Qué es lo que él quiere?
He is the Lord.
Él es el Señor, Él es el Cristo.
That is foundational truth.
Es la fundición de la verdad.
When you get that foundational truth,
cuando tú agarras esa revelación, el Hijo de un Dios viviente,
nothing can hold you back.
Nada te puede detener.
Nothing can hold you back. Who else? I mean, what else has anything over God? I am not ashamed of the gospel. Understand the reality of Acts. When the first century church, when they had a realization, Jesus is gone. What do we do now? He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came. He started to work. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth.
Struck me at the evidence that Jesus gave John to know that he was the Christ. The evidence was all the things he did. Christ wasn't just Christ in name, he was Christ in action. And Christ in how he loved people and affected their lives and made a difference in growth. And what it said to me was, as Christ lives in me, that's what should call me around to, that I should make a difference in people's lives.
Sounds fun.
And so, I just encourage you to, first of all, recognize it does happen in your life. It does happen. Give credit to God for it happening. And also strive and desire more of that to go on in your life, and that you would be useful as Christ lives in you, and that Christ would be recognized by what goes on in your, through his church.